With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. George Foreman has died. The fearsome heavyweight reflected humbly on his 1974 loss to Muhammad Ali in that Rumble in the Jungle battle in Zaire.
You know, it was two of the best squaring off, but I wouldn't have taken that fight. No. If I had to do all over again, I would watch films and I would have seen. Leave that one alone.
Foreman lost that belt after that fight he lost, but later made one of the most inspirational comebacks in sports history at 45, becoming the heavyweight champion all over again. He was also successful as a businessman, selling more than 100 million units of his George Foreman grills. Another victory won by President Trump as Columbia University agrees to put its Middle East Studies Department under new supervision and overhaul its rules for protests and student discipline.
Earlier this month, the Trump administration pulled $400 million in research grants and other funding over the university's handling of protests against Israel's military campaign in Gaza.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. The White House is condemning the rising vandalism against Tesla cars and showrooms. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the attacks are despicable and notes that Democrats have remained largely silent about the problem. President Trump calls it domestic terrorism. There's more bad news for Elon Musk and Tesla.
As Tesla CEO Elon Musk wraps up his second month in the White House, leading the Department of Government Efficiency, Tesla owners are trading in their electric vehicles at record levels. That's according to an analysis by national car shopping site Edmunds. Tesla stock continues to fall as the company's dealerships become the site of more protest and vandalism. Musk has told his employees to hang on to their stock despite its sinking value. Bill Alexander, Washington.
This is SRN News. Religious freedom earns another victory. Here's Michael Harrington.
This one is in Wisconsin. A Christian teacher has won a settlement with a school district over his refusal to use the preferred pronouns of students living as the opposite sex. Jordan Cernak was fired for rejecting the directive from the Argyle School District. Now he's being paid $20,000 in damages and says, quote, "I am grateful that there was some resolution to this matter and will continue to encourage teachers to stand up for their beliefs." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mainline Protestant denominations are losing ground. When the Episcopal Church announced cuts to its national staff last month, it was the latest in a long-running cycle. Declines in membership leading to declines in funding and thus in staff. The Presbyterian Church USA announced similar cuts to staff at its headquarters and its Global Missions Program recently. Similar problems seen by the United Methodist Church. This is SRN News. President Trump is proposing a takeover of Ukraine's power plants.
The president made the offer during a Wednesday phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky as a way to ensure the power plant's security. White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
The United States could be very helpful in running those plants with its electricity and utility expertise. American ownership of those plants would be the best protection for that infrastructure and support for Ukrainian energy infrastructure.
The president held calls this past week with both the Russian and Ukrainian leaders seeking a ceasefire and ultimate end to the war. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Will Aaron Rodgers be back under center in Pittsburgh? He met with the Pittsburgh Steelers this week. A person familiar with that get-together told the Associated Press Rodgers paid a visit on Friday, and the person who spoke on condition of anonymity said the meeting was not made public. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.